Make your New Year's resolution to save money by shopping on Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast when you start your shopping all year long at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's about to have the happiest new year ever, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our first... We did a podcast on Monday... Oh, I'm sorry, on the first day of the year, talking about previewing The Bachelor. I feel like that wasn't the unofficial first podcast of the year. This is the official... Let me get the bell because it's far away. First podcast of 2014. Rob and Nicole are back. We've got 25 questions. Shake and bake back together.
Hello, everybody. I don't know which if I'm shake or bake.
We don't remember. I don't think we ever figured it out. But we have got a huge show. This is going to be a lot of fun. I've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks. This is the big all listener questions. I've got 25 questions right here, Nicole.
I see them. Come
to us from the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast, and we are going to answer them all here in one spectacular podcast.
You got a thick stack of papers.
A thick stack right here. All the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast have gotten together. They put the questions on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Rob Has a Podcast. Also on our Reddit page, our subreddit, which you can get to at robhasawebsite.com/Reddit. Also, we got voicemails that came in from the listeners. I posted it on my personal Facebook. So we got questions coming in from all over the place.
Sounds like you guys have been very busy. I can't even keep up.
It's a good stack. I've been up since very early this morning, but I'm wired.
Are you on cocaine?
Shh. Ixnay on the cocaine.
Like it's been snowing in Los Angeles too.
A blizzard. All right. Well, but in all seriousness, Nicole, I'm so excited for. I'm very pumped up for 2014 for the podcasting.
Yes.
Big weekend this weekend, podcast awards in Las Vegas.
I'm not allowed to go.
Yeah, sorry about that. But we are going to find out on Sunday night if we are the winners of podcast awards at the People's Choice Podcast Awards in Las Vegas on Sunday. Again, if you're going to be at the New Media Expo, definitely let me know on Twitter. I'd love to say hi or drink some coffee or whatever. Let me know if you're going to be there. Also, I'm going to be speaking at New Media Expo as well on Sunday. If you want to catch that, I'm going to talk about how to build a successful fan podcast with Jason from the Walking Dead cast and Daryl Darnell from formerly of the Fringe podcast. But
formerly, he's not on the Fringe podcast.
No, well, Fringe isn't on the air anymore.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then I would see why they're not podcasting.
But he does a Revolution podcast, so he talks about a bunch of cool stuff. And Stephanie Ravenscraft, the wife of the podcast answer man Cliff Ravenscraft, will also be on the panel.
Oh.
So, yeah, very fun panel coming up in Vegas. Okay, now that's the People's Choice Podcast Awards, Nicole.
Yes.
We have just found out that we are also nominated for another podcast award, the Stitcher Awards. Of course, Stitcher is the internet radio app, which you can get on your car or on your phone. We are nominated for Best Entertainment / Pop Culture Podcast. And we are nominated against some heavy hitters, Nicole.
Ooh. La la.
Yes, yes. I asked the RHAP staffers, I wonder if this is how Becky felt when she was in the final three with Ozzy and Yule.
I would imagine very similar.
We are up against a podcast called The Nerdist, the Chris Hardwick podcast. We are up against the Kevin Smith Smodcast.
Mm-hmm.
We are up against the NPR Pop Culture Happy Hour.
That's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
But we all know which one's the best.
Well, we know.
We know.
Yeah. If you want to vote for Stitcher Awards, and I don't know, I don't know what to give you if we win a Stitcher Award. At this point, we're just saying please just vote for us.
Rob will get a tattoo of my name.
No tattoos.
Yes. well, you got to pick last year. I get to pick this year.
That, this is Stitcher Awards.
Okay,
this
is, then we up the ante. You get my face.
This is different.
Tattooed across your chest.
Then don't vote for me at this point.
Oh, that's not nice.
I don't want anybody's face tattooed.
Well, you should.
I don't want a tattoo.
Well, that's why people are going to vote.
No. Well, Kevin Smith doesn't have to get a tattoo.
I didn't want you to shave your head last year.
Okay, well, that was different.
How is that different?
Yeah. Let's
change the subject.
If you want to vote for that, if you want to vote for us for the Stitcher Awards, that the voting is through January 13th. What they make you do is like their page on Facebook, and then once you do that, you can vote once a day. Go to robhasawebsite.com/StitcherAwards. Actually, let me just...
That's a good way to get Facebook likes.
That's why they make these podcast awards. It's robhasawebsite.com/StitcherAwards. And the other one is the other big podcast that we are up against, and I forgot what it's called, and I want to do it justice here, and then don't vote for it. Okay. How Did This Get Made? With the guy from Paul, the guy from the league, and I forget what his name is, the guy with the gap in his teeth.
Well, that's not very nice.
I forget what his name is. Yeah.
Okay, well, don't vote for them.
Yeah, and also the Dinner Party Download, which that is one podcast I am actually not familiar with.
Okay.
But there you go. So Best Entertainment and Pop Culture at the Stitcher Awards. robhasawebsite.com/StitcherAwards. We just finished a big year here in 2013, Nicole.
We did?
Big year. Big year in the books for Rob as a podcast.
Uh-huh.
I went through some of the numbers over the last couple of days here. Yeah, I closed out 2013. I am now complete with 2013.
Rob has been locked in his little dungeon here.
Planning the
counting.
Year. Yes. Big year. Nicole, we had over 2 million podcast episodes downloaded in 2013. That blew my mind.
Yes, that's crazy.
That is insane. 2 million episodes of Rob as a Podcast were at least downloaded. We don't know if people
listen
to them.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter if they listened or not. They downloaded it.
Yeah. Really, really crazy. On YouTube... We barely did anything on YouTube ever before 2013.
Uh-huh.
And then in 2000...
And you started mid-year. You didn't even start...
No. That is 100% wrong. Okay. I started in January
You don't have to be so rude about it.
Well, no. That 2013 was the year I really got involved on YouTube.
Okay.
On YouTube this year, on our videos, 23.4 million minutes of Rob as a Podcast were watched on YouTube this year.
That is a lot of listening to Rob.
Yes.
And that's a lot of minutes I did not listen to Rob.
Yeah. And on the website side of things, we had 2.1 million visits to Rob Has a Website.
Wow.
In 2013,
wow.
Which was up 81% from 2012.
That's crazy.
So it was a huge year. It was a huge year. All right. So, Nicole, I've got 25 questions.
Okay. I got 25 answers.
You got 25 answers. Okay. Let's get into it because we got so much to talk about here. So excited. Okay. Number one.
Yes.
From Jeff McGinnis on Facebook.
All right, Big Jeff.
He wants to know, call it now, sight unseen, will brawn, brains, or beauty win Survivor 28? Go.
Beauty.
Why?
Because the pretty people always win.
Is that true? That's not true.
In life.
That's
it's the rule in life.
It's the rule in life, but not the rule on Survivor.
I'm going to go with beauty.
Beauty, but any particular reason?
Because it was the first thing I thought of.
Well, when they did Big Brother with the Clicks.
Yeah.
The winner of that season was from the popular crowd, which was the good-looking crowd, and it was Jordan was
mm-hmm.
the winner. And that also season also gave us Big Jeff.
Yes.
So.
And this question was from Big Jeff.
Yeah. From
so beauty wins.
Beauty wins. I have to say that a brain will win. I will pick a brain when we do our season preview in a couple of weeks. Yeah. So we'll see. Interesting. I don't think a brawn will win.
I don't think so either. They get rid of him.
The brawn rarely wins.
Yeah.
The Survivor.
They get rid of him.
Would Tyson count as a brawn? He's not brawny.
He's got all three.
He's the total
he's
package.
He's a triple threat.
He's the total package. Who is the last brawn to win Survivor?
He wasn't brawn this season because he hurt himself. So maybe that's why he won.
That's why he won.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the last brawn? Who's the brawniest winner of Survivor? JT? Last brawn winner?
Pretty brawny.
He's pretty brawny.
Pretty brawny. But he's also pretty.
Here, let me give you people, and you tell me if they were brain, brawn, or beauty.
Okay?
I'll give you the... Okay, let's go backwards. Cochran is obvious.
Obvious.
Denise.
She was brawn.
See, I thought she was beauty. let's go to Sophie.
Did you see her guns? She's definitely brawn.
She's brawn? Denise is brawn?
Yeah.
Sophie?
She's got the brains. She's going to be a doctor.
Yeah, Sophie's the brains. Kim?
Kim was beauty. And brains.
Kim's the
and total... brawn. She was all three.
She was all three. I'm trying to think. Who was before Kim? Was that Boston Rob? No, I'm sorry. It was Sophie and then Boston Rob.
Uh-huh.
Boston Rob, all three. Who else? Fabio?
All three.
No.
No. He was definitely beauty.
See, it's got to be, I know people are talking about how, oh, people are going to be more than one category. They must be only one category or it'll be hard
so
to
So what would
out.
You say Kim was?
Yeah, well, Kim couldn't be on this season.
Mm-hmm.
Kim couldn't be on, a lot of people couldn't be on this season.
Yeah.
So I will say a brain will win because they will actually know how to play the game as opposed to the brawn and the beauty.
I think a brain will be in the finals, but the beauty will win.
Okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. By the way, I did my podcast talking about The Bachelor with Terry Taronis. We're not podcasting about The Bachelor this season, just to put that out there. But I did a preview of The Bachelor because we do have a blogger, Terry Taronis, who will be blogging about The Bachelor all season. And he wanted to talk about all of the women that are going to be vying for Juan Pablo's attention because, you know, it is Wanuary.
It is Wanuary, yeah.
And so if ABC can make January Wanuary, I am officially dubbing February. I'm adding two more B's, and it's February. I'm adding the three B's to February, and I've added three B's to February.
It just sounds like you're stuttering.
No, that is incorrect.
Yes.
Wait till you see the hashtag. When you see it as a hashtag, then you'll know.
Then I'll know.
You can have that, CBS. You're welcome. I'm going to email CBS and I'll let them know.
And I'm
about
sure
that.
They'll send you a thank you note.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. All right. Number two, Corey Battelle wants to know, what is your day job? Okay, well, this is a timely question, Corey.
Everybody sit down.
Sit down. It's not a happy story.
Put your feet up.
No. So for a long time, you know, I had been working with one company, and I was doing production basically for all of 2013 and part of 2012. And last month, the production department was laid off. And so I am currently without a day job right now, but I am very focused on Rob Has a Podcast. Now, throughout the course of the history of Rob Has a Podcast, I have, you know, always been either employed, either, I almost said fart time, part time or full time, which can feel like fart time. And so
sometimes it sounds like it.
Sometimes it sounds like it. But I also, you know, do consulting work and stuff like that. But
it's a busy beaver.
I just try to stay busy. And, you know, people are always surprised because a lot of people think I do the podcast full time, considering all the podcasts that I make. But I always am like getting up early or doing things at a different...
This is the man that doesn't sleep.
Well, I don't need to sleep that much. And I love getting to do the podcast.
Of course,
If this was boring and I hated it, I would rather be sleeping.
Yes, but if he's not podcasting, he's...
Getting into trouble.
Yes.
Yes.
By falling asleep on the couch at 9 p.m.
That's true. Anyway, so 2014, I decided that rather than go back to find another full-time job right now, I want to make the leap and work on the podcast and do podcasting full-time, which has been my goal to get to this point. And I don't think I necessarily was ready to do it, but I kind of feel like going and spending, you know, 40 hours a week not doing this is getting me further away from where I ultimately want to be.
No, and if you go out looking for a full-time job, you're not going to be able to podcast.
Yeah, because at my last stop, they were somewhat flexible with my podcasting schedule. I have a ridiculously stupid schedule. Very few people, unless they knew me, we love the podcast, like wanted to hire me because they knew me from the podcast. And let's be real. That has not happened.
Uh-huh.
But that being said, yeah, I have a schedule that's very crazy, self-induced.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what I am focused on right now. And I'm very, very excited about the prospects of the new year. And that leads me to these two things are connected. Before I found out about being let go at my day job, but again, not for performance of The Rop That Sucks. This was a department.
I can attest to that, yes.
Okay. I had been in contact with a company called Patreon, and it's Patreon. And what they are a company that does, it's like Kickstarter. But the difference between them and Kickstarter is that Kickstarter, like what we did with Reality Game Masters, was crowdfunding for projects. And basically, if you had a project like Reality Game Masters, hey, we need whatever to do this. Patreon is for content creators like podcasters, like web video creators, like musicians and artists and stuff like that, who have a fan base who, if they want to support them, they can make a contribution based on per episode.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guys at Patreon talked me through exactly how it would work. And I went ahead and we are now set up on Rob as a Podcast for Patreon. So what we are asking for is if you'd like to contribute to Rob as a Podcast and, you know, help keep the podcast working and going and help make it happen. I would love it if you would go into the link, robhasawebsite.com/Patreon. I did a 4-minute video basically laying all of this out. And what the contribution we're looking for is if you want to contribute a quarter a podcast, 25 cents,
mm-hmm.
25 cents a podcast.
You can find that in your couch cushions.
I do about 4 podcasts a week. It's $1 a week.
Okay.
If you're into that, if you'd like to help make a contribution, we very much would appreciate it. If you don't want to make a contribution or you don't financially, it's not something that is interesting to you right now, that's cool too. Nothing will change. Everything is going to be exactly the same. We're just offering the opportunity. I used to make a big deal more about if people wanted to send a contribution via PayPal, but I would send people a mug, but it's really very difficult. The shipping is really a pain.
And he's a one-man show over here.
It's a one-man show. It turns out to be a lot of work to ship out a lot of mugs. So at Patreon, I have some incentives on there. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it now, but if you want to check it out, go to robhasawebsite.com/Patreon. If you can't spell that, you could also go to robhasawebsite.com/patron, and there's a banner in the sidebar. So if you want to check that out, we appreciate it. Okay?
Big
step, Nicole. Full-time podcaster.
It is. Don't I know it?
It feels weird to say that. Very scary.
So if you were to go on Survivor again, your occupation would be
podcaster. That's right. That's right.
Congratulations.
And maybe I'll ask if they can give me a link. Hashtag RHAP.
Yeah, and your Twitter.
Sure. Okay, number three. Jeff McGinnis wants to know, what is the likelihood...
Didn't Jeff McGinnis already ask a question?
He has two good questions. We're going to knock them right out.
Okay.
Thank you for calling attention to that. Thank you. So Jeff McGinnis wants to know, what is the likelihood of a Survivor All-Stars 10-year reunion podcast? Of course, a year ago,
mm-hmm.
we had the Survivor Amazon 10-year reunion podcast. And then in the fall, we were supposed to do our Survivor Pearl Islands 10-year reunion. We could not do it because Rupert was on this season of Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the 10-year reunion of Survivor All-Stars. And I would say the likelihood is...
Not good.
Not good. Not good. Outlook not so good. 0% chance.
Pointing at me like that.
So I'm very excited, Nicole.
Yes.
0% chance of Survivor All-Star 10-year reunion. And the reason is because somehow 10 years later, everybody is still pissed.
Yeah.
I think
not a good season.
Yeah.
Not a good season for a reunion.
Boston Rob. I don't think he wants to talk to Lex. Lex, I don't think he wants to talk to Boston Rob. Big Tom, I don't think he wants to talk to. And by the way, Amber is Prego.
Knocked up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Boston Rob tweeted on New Year's Eve, or was it New Year's Day already when he tweeted?
It all blends together.
He says he can't keep his hands off Amber.
Because she's so hot.
My wife is so hot. He
is
can't
that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Uh-huh.
And so he can't keep his hands off her. They are pregnant with child number 4, Boston Rob, of course. So far, babies 1, 2, and 3, all girls.
Ridiculously cute little girls.
Ridiculously cute little girls. And so you wonder, is he going for a boy here? And we know that Boston Rob is very lucky the fourth time around.
4 is his lucky number.
4 is his lucky number.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see. Congratulations to Boston Rob. Oh, that reminded me, with the Stitcher Awards. I know we are really outgunned here on the Stitcher Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We're going against some heavy hitters. But I consulted my copy here of the Boston Rob rule book.
I like how you're you holding it up and showing me this.
I do a lot of video shows.
Yes.
This is not one of them. But, you know, it's not fake. So I consulted my Boston Rob rule book here. Page 59 of the BR rules. Beware of the underdog. Watch out, everybody.
Yes.
Watch out. Beware of the underdog. That's what BR says.
Is that what you're going to say when you get up and accept your...
Yes, I will have my copy of the BR rules with me.
Oh, like, he would love that.
Like Philip.
Yes, he actually might name his first son Rob then.
After me.
If you do that.
After me. He might name him the Rob that sucks.
Yes. No, he won't do that.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, so no chance of a Survivor All-Stars 10-year reunion.
Uh-huh.
Or we could do one. It would just be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. Really.
And I could do impressions of everybody else. Like,
oh, that could be fun.
Like, all right, Sue Hawk. Oh, yeah, Rob. You were really annoying.
Well, how would your Jenna Lewis go?
Hey, no, I can't. I can't do a Jenna Lewis without throwing out my voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It is very raspy.
It's very raspy, Jenna Lewis. So that being said, you know, we never did do the Survivor Pearl Islands 10-year reunion. And I would like to make that happen this month. And so over the break, I want to make Survivor Pearl Islands 10-year reunion happen. It's the Survivor Pearl Islands belated 10-year reunion show. I have gotten confirmations from Johnny Fairplay. He says he's in.
Yes.
And Sandra Diaz-Twine says she's
both
in.
Both of them on the same podcast?
Yes, and Rupert. Oh. I will, if I cannot get, those are the big three.
Okay.
You can't do Survivor Pearl Islands 10-year reunion belated.
Without
three. Rupert, without Sandra, without Johnny Fairplay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need Thunder D?
No.
No. Do you need, I don't think you could get Lil.
Well, I don't know. You've been working some magic.
Maybe. I don't think... I do not look forward to the prospect of getting Lil,
I don't think you'll
her
be able,
Google Hangout
I
badge.
Don't think that'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
about Rhino?
You know.
He's not doing anything.
I don't think you need him.
Okay, but he's not doing anything.
You don't need him.
Oh.
Burton? You probably need Burton.
Probably.
Hey, Rob. What's going on? Who else
do
you need?
That's a mix of Rupert.
You need, do you need Krista? You need Krista Hasty? Don't be hasty.
You might need her. She may liven up the place.
She could be fun. And who else? Anybody else? You need Savage? Andrew Savage? You need him?
No.
I don't know if you need Tawana. You need Dara? Can you understand what she says? Anyway, so we're working on it. We're going to work on it. Next step is I need Rupert. I need Rupert to turn his
have
key.
Have you spoken to Rupert?
I have not.
Okay.
I don't have a direct contact
sure
line
Rupert
to Rupert.
I'm sure Rupert would love to do the podcast.
Yes. Okay. Sure. So that's what I'm looking for. Maybe early February.
Yeah, sounds good. Maybe for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day? Okay. All right. Now, question number 4, Nicole. Can you believe we're 3 questions down like that?
Oh, my God. And the baby's going to start screaming.
Okay. Why? Because he's excited?
Because he's so excited.
All right. Question number 4 from Jeremy. How do we say this? How would you pronounce this name? Jeremy what?
Sidibras.
Sidibras. Okay. Do you believe in New Year's resolutions? If so, what is yours for 2014? Nicole, do you have a New Year's resolution for 2014?
I do.
What is it?
It's I have to get my pre-baby body back.
Pre-baby body back.
Mm-hmm.
I want my pre-body baby back. I want my pre-body baby back.
That's what I sing when I'm on the treadmill.
That's what, yeah?
Yes.
Like,
it keeps me motivated.
Like Fat Bastard?
Yes. Oh, I'm the Fat Bastard.
Do I believe in New Year's resolutions? Yes and no. I am very big into goal setting.
I think it's a good way to set a goal when most people wouldn't set a goal.
Yes. But I think that there are, it's very tricky to keep a New Year's resolution. Most people do not keep a New Year's resolution. I am very big into, I am going to do this in the new year and try to commit to it and stick to it.
I hate New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I will tell you why.
I just asked you if you believe in them and you said yes.
For myself.
Okay.
For myself.
For yourself.
But for other people, I hate them.
Yes.
Because most people, their resolution is, oh, I'm going to go back to the gym. I'm going to start working out. And then I go to the gym regularly. And then January, February, March, it's packed. Mm-hmm. And I can't get on my machines.
Yeah.
Whatever, the classes are filled.
Yeah.
Not liking that.
Something very, very interesting that I heard this week. You know, there was a TED Talk about, you know, should you tell people your goals? Like, you're basically, you have a New Year's resolution. Should you tell everybody what your New Year's resolution is, or should you keep it to yourself? What do you think?
I think you should, because it'll keep you accountable.
Well, the funny thing is that telling people the goal in your brain makes you feel like you've accomplished something. And it actually is kind of like a tricky thing, because it makes you feel good and makes you feel like you accomplished the goal. Even though you didn't do it, you just told people that you were going to do it.
So
and
you're
you
just
get
lying
like the
yourself.
Endorphins. And it's like, hey, I'm feeling good. I did something. But you didn't really do anything. You just said you were going to do something.
So we're all crazy is what,
yeah,
what they're saying.
Basically. So you should have a New Year's resolution, but you should write it down, keep it to yourself, tell a couple people.
But then if you keep it to yourself, then it's like, well, I didn't tell anybody, so I really don't have to do this.
Yeah. Well, you have to tell some people. Tell a select.
Oh, now you're changing
people.
The rules.
I'm not changing the rules. That this is what I'm giving you what I'm hearing from smart people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm doing the research, Nicole.
Yes. I want to know what those smart people's New Year's resolutions are.
Well,
but I bet they wouldn't tell me.
They wouldn't tell you because you're not in the inner circle.
Well, they're not in my inner circle.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So do I have any New Year's resolutions for 2014? The big one, you know, I guess I'm breaking my own rule because I'm telling people.
But this is the inner circle.
This is the inner circle. Yeah. I'm not telling like the, you know.
So keep your endorphins in check.
Keeping them in check. No, I'm going to. It's not a resolution. It's not like I wasn't podcasting. Like I let my fitness goals go in 2013.
And you live with a fitness expert.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I'm going to be exercising more and more in 2014.
Yes, and I got him a Fitbit for
Fitbit Flex
for Christmas, and is it helping? Is it motivating you?
Sure. I hit the goal of steps today.
You did a dance.
No, the Fitbit Flex today made a noise.
And then you did a dance.
I was excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 5 from Tina Shear. She wants to know, do you know who Tina Shear is? Timber Tina?
Yes.
She says, when are they going to have a first voted off survivor instead of seeing the same people back over and over again? Not that I don't like these people. Most of them I do. It's just a question. Okay?
It's just a question.
Now, of course, Tina Shear, was the first person voted off of Survivor Panama, Survivor Exile Island, that my friends Otis and Shane Powers were on.
Oh.
So, Nicole, when will they do a season of all the first people voted off?
I don't think ever.
And will Francesca be the first person voted off?
They would do it just because they have to.
They have to. I have been on board with the first person voted off season.
Me too.
From the get-go. Mm-hmm. It will never happen.
No, because they're too fancy.
They're too fancy. Yeah. But I would love it. Yeah. I would love it so much.
That would be a great season.
It would be a great season. Because mm-hmm. there would be some people that would be like, oh, this person actually was a good player.
From worst to first.
Yeah, somebody would go from, that's what they would call it, Survivor worst to first.
Well, when you put it that way, maybe CBS will go
it's
for
like,
that.
Like, all of these people got kicked off first. One of them is going to win the game. Mm-hmm. One of them will go from worst to first.
And one will go worst
to
worstest.
Worst to worst.
Ist.
Yes, worst to worstest it has to be.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be very exciting. Who do you have to have on Survivor? All right,
Francesca.
It would be ironic if then if Tina Shear didn't get picked for they took her idea but then they didn't cast her.
Yeah, sorry.
You need Sonia?
Yes.
You need Deb Eaton?
Yes.
Do you need Ryan Aiken?
Yeah, Skinny Ryan.
Yeah, you need Nicole.
Oh, no, wait.
No, that's not
that's
Skinny
different Ryan.
Ryan.
But Skinny Ryan was voted off first,
no,
right?
No, he was not. Nicole Delma was first person vote. Do we need her for the Pearl Islands
no,
reunion?
No, because they already think that that's your wife.
Yes. Yes.
So no Nicole.
I love that. That's one of my favorite when people think that you're Nicole from Survivor Pearl Islands.
Yes, and I have a blue dress.
You have a blue dress. Do you have a blue dress?
I'm sure I have a blue dress. Yes, I do have a blue dress.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Very nice. Tina Wesson. First person kicked off
yes,
Survivor.
Yes,
so she can come back?
Yep, she's back.
Johnny Fairplay?
Yes.
Sugar?
I think it would have to be the non, you know.
Well, I think if they did it, then I think then they would say, okay, well, let's have
but
Sugar.
Then, yeah, but then Johnny Fairplay, he came in third, so it wouldn't be from worst to first, if we're going with the theme.
Okay, but sorry, Penner Fairplay. Got medevaced on his second time out. And they brought him back on the medevac season.
I want strict rules in this season.
Okay. Who was the first person off on this past season? Do we remember?
It's a little time remember.
I'm trying to think. Jervis's niece. Can we get Marissa back?
I would like
sure.
to see her back.
She would be good.
I bet she'd be very good without having Jervis.
Zane from Survivor Philippines.
He seems like a nice guy.
He could be good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other notable first offers. Oh, Semhar.
I don't think she would go back.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I'm on board for that. I think it would be great.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great. So, all right. This is question number six comes to us from our Rob Has a Podcast subreddit. This is from Mr_Hendrix, who wants to know, do you have people lined up for the roast? Can we get a name or two? All right. Sure. Of course, this happened over the holiday break. I haven't got to talk about it. Tickets for the Survivor Roast of Rob Cesternino have gone on sale, Nicole. Of course, it is going to be Sunday, January 26th at the Hollywood Improv.
We need a babysitter.
7:30 p.m., I believe, or 7 p.m. And the tickets are on sale now. If you go to robhasawebsite.com/roast, you can get your tickets. Tickets are $10 a person.
That's a deal.
That's a pretty good. Hey, that's cheaper than a movie.
Is it a two-drink minimum?
Two-drink minimum
okay.
also.
Well,
so,
and that's easy.
Yeah, prepare to consume some adult beverages. Mm-hmm. But that is going to be live on Sunday, January 26th. That is the weekend in between the championship games and the Super Bowl. So no fancy football to worry about or anything like that. And so, you'd like a name or two? Okay,
yes.
Sure. How about, let me give you the name of two Survivor winners
Ooh,
that are going to be at the, and that may not be the only Survivor winners that are going to be there. Okay. The winner of Survivor Panama and a Rob Has a Podcast Mount Rushmore member, he's the lead singer of a band called Adas Music. Adas Biskauskas.
Oh,
will
did
be
you
there.
Anybody really think that Aris wouldn't be there?
He's going to be there. Well, I'm sure that will be the. Do you say Adas or Aris? I wonder if that will come up during the Rob Has a Podcast roast.
Okay.
And the winner of Survivor Blood versus Water. Tyson Apostle just booked his plane ticket today.
Oh la la.
Will be there.
Does that mean that a third survivor will be there?
Who?
His girlfriend.
Oh,
Rachel.
No, I we don't know if Rachel. That's up in the air.
Oh, okay. I hope she can.
We're gonna. Yeah. I told Tyson. Let me know if Rachel can make it. We'll get her out here too. But you know, we're not confirmed yet.
Okay. Unconfirmed.
Yeah. I think we're waiting to see what her schedule is going to be. So. Yes, we've got Otis, we got Tyson.
Who would want to clear their schedule for this?
Clear their
schedule. Clear your schedule, Rachel.
Well, actually, a lot of, I have heard from a lot of survivors or a couple survivors, that they are, they're not sure what their schedule is like yet.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love how they act like they're so busy.
Everybody's very busy, Nicole. I will let you know as we get more people confirmed.
Okay.
So maybe I'll announce a name or two every week. But yeah, the Robin's Podcast Roast will be a lot of fun. And one of the fun things that we're going to do is we're going to take roast jokes from you guys.
That should be fun.
We're going to crowdsource some jokes. I'm not sure exactly how we're doing that yet, but I will also let you guys. So just write your jokes down about that. Your jokes to make fun of me and some of the people on our panel. And then
this is your chance, guys.
Yeah, you're not going to send them in to me. Alex Forstenhausler is going to be helping me produce this. He is actually a Friars Club member.
Is he going to be at the roast?
Yes, he will be. He will be there live, helping us out. Also, Scott St. Pierre is working on things behind the scenes. So it's going to be a fun night.
Yes,
Sunday, January 26th. All right,
our live feeds are going crazy right now.
Yes, but what's happening on the live feeds?
Baby's crying.
Baby's crying.
Screen just went blank. There we go. Okay.
Question number 7. Patrick Retker wants to know, what's your top 5 moments of reality game shows in 2013? Okay. Nicole, the top five moments of reality game shows in 2013. Do you have any particular favorite moments, Nicole?
There's too many for me to mention.
Too many. All
too
right.
many.
I've gone ahead. I've made my list. Here, let me... Tell me here, just real quick. I didn't spend a lot of time of what was number 10, that was number 1, but here's I made a list of 10.
Okay.
Okay.
But he only asked for 5.
But I did 10. I said, that's how fired up I am, Nicole.
Or you're not answering the question properly.
No. Nicole, I didn't podcast in like 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Okay. I got one podcast yesterday talking about The Bachelor.
Yes.
I'm very fired up.
Or on cocaine. We're not sure.
All right. Here we go. Number 10. Reality moments of 2013. Sierra votes out her mom.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one. Number 9. Hey, Reynold, give me your immunity idol. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Number 8. So Amanda and Alyssa, I mean, that was like on Game of Thrones when Greyjoy was being tortured and captured by the person who was like, Alyssa, come on out. I know. Get the horn.
So
that was horrible.
Greyjoy is Alyssa.
Yes. Yes.
That's very sad.
Tied up in the HOH.
Very
room.
Sad.
Tied up in the HOH. Okay. Let's see. Number 7. How about Brandon Hance flips out?
He flipped out, and now he's married.
I don't think he's. I'm not sure if he's married. There was a.
Well, it's not normal to call somebody your husband or wife if you're not married.
Yeah, we love to follow again all the survivors on social media,
especially Brandon Hance.
Brandon Hance, a very very happy new year has a new.
A new flavor of the week.
New love interest.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole is trying to determine if they are married or not.
I don't know. She says husband.
I can confirm though.
Uh-huh.
Brandon Hance did
is crazy.
No.
Oh.
Has guy lights.
Just I
got
saw
them.
That too.
Got
I saw
tips.
That. Oh.
So happy new year for Brandon Hance.
Remember when my brother got the guy lights?
Yeah. So Brandon Hance, maybe rocking a face tattoo also and guy lights.
Guy lights, a face tattoo, and
maybe,
a new marriage.
And maybe a new wife. So congratulations mm-hmm. to Brandon Hance. That's the trifecta.
Congratulations to you, Mrs. Brandon Hance.
Yes, congratulations.
What All a right. winner.
How about number 6 on my list? Philip gets voted out. We play Malcolm has the necklace. We have the two idols. Philip gets voted out on Survivor Karamoan.
That made a lot of people happy.
Yes. How about was that number 6 or number 5?
That was number 5.
No, that was 6. No, I know you're trying to skip ahead. Number 5, Gina Marie flips out when Nick gets voted out.
All yous
are a bunch of scrubs.
No chicken palm for you.
I'm not making any chicken palm for any of yous. I love that. Uh-huh. Then number five. Let's see. Or maybe where we are. No, it's number five. I don't know. Here's
get
the
it together.
Here's the rest of my list. Julie Chen calls out Aaron for being racist. That was tough stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Julie Chen.
Hard hitting. Yeah.
Let's see. Number three, I'm going to go with pulling the white rocks on.
So basically this list is alternating Survivor Big Brother.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. number two, I'm going to go with Big Brother Canada. Topaz votes for the wrong person in the Big Brother Canada finale.
You have to put that up there.
The number one reality TV moment of the year. Dawn takes her teeth out at Tribal Council.
Oh, poor Dawn.
That's my list.
Brenda, I still haven't forgiven you for that.
No, you could forgive her.
Okay, I'm done.
Forgive her. Forgive Brenda. She's very adorable.
You're very forgiving of her. Why?
She's a mom, okay, Nicole?
Mm-hmm. I'll remember that.
All right. Question number eight. This is let's go to our first voicemail. You got your headphones, Nicole?
Let me put them on.
You got rocking the Beats? Just kidding. They're not Beats. But Theater of the Mind, it's podcast. They're Beats to us. Okay, number eight. This comes to us. This is a voicemail, and this is from Jonathan. And I'm not sure if he says New York or Newark. So okay. Listen to that in the voicemail. Here we go. Here's Jonathan.
Happy New Year, Rob and Nicole. This is Jonathan from Newark. My wife is 31 weeks pregnant, carrying our first child, a boy, due the first week of March. Since you just went through this with the birth of your son, Dominic, do you have any tips for a first-time dad? Is there anything I should do now before the baby arrives? Any advice on things to do or not do after he's born? I'm very excited and nervous, and could you use any advice you have for me? Thanks.
All right, so that was Jonathan. Okay, so his wife is having a baby.
Very soon.
And so he's coming to the...
Professionals.
The first dad of podcasting. Yes, the first DILF of podcasting, and says, Rob, I need advice. Please help me.
Yes.
Okay. So, Nicole, what are the things that I did to get ready for having a baby?
Nothing.
No. No.
What did you do?
I put together a lot of furniture.
Yes, he did.
I put decals on the wall in the nursery.
Yes.
Okay.
Just here's the best advice. Your wife is pregnant. Do whatever she says.
Well.
Really.
Yeah. That's not bad. It's not bad. What else did I do? What else should Jonathan need to get ready for? Yeah, I'll tell you, the thing that really bummed me out when we were going through this, when we were pregnant, there were a lot of people that mm-hmm. said to me, like, oh, your life is over now. Like, oh, get your fun in now because it's all different. It's all going to change. It's all, and that bummed me out. And I would never do that to anybody.
People are really negative to other people who are pregnant.
It's like, oh, you think you're excited about having a baby? Wait until you see. You just wait.
Yeah. And even your wife, too. People are probably like, oh, the stretch marks. And, oh, your body's never the same.
Yeah. People can't wait to say, party's over.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any stretch marks, and I will not accept that my body is never going to be the same. I'm going to keep on working at it.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it was not rough, like the first like week or so when we came home with the baby.
Oh, here's some really good advice. The first week is the worst week of your life. And I don't mean to be negative, but they don't
tell
you. That's
the opposite of what we just said, Nicole.
No, because I don't think you're prepared for the lack of sleep and just really kind of not you prepare.
That was
so
very
much.
Hard.
It was the best week and the worst week.
It was very difficult. Like uh-huh. I my jaw like went like swollen. And
it did.
Like from me clenching my teeth when being asleep. It, like that was rough.
Yes, and family wants to come and they want to help and they want to do all these things for you. Tell them no. Be by yourself for the first 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
and just enjoy the time with you, your wife, and the new baby. Get to know your baby before you start letting other people in to help you out.
Yeah. And, there's no right answer, Jonathan. Just enjoy it. Take it all in. And you're going to do great.
Yeah. And
babies love Rob Has a Podcast.
Yes, because we have a baby sleeping through it right now.
Right now. See? See how good? And we are also very lucky that Dominic is a very good baby, right?
He's a great baby. He was kind of he's a crybaby in the beginning.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, he had the crybaby-itis.
A little bit of the itis.
Yeah, but he's so sweet and just so amazing.
I talked about this on the SNL podcast that I did, but I'm sure that not as many people listen to that as will listen to this. Do you want to just talk about Dominic on the plane both ways?
Sure. Okay. Oh, God.
How about now?
I thought you had a specific question about it.
No.
Yeah, so we took Dominic home for Christmas, and we were a little hesitant in taking him on the plane because we didn't know what to expect, if he was going to get sick, because, you know, everybody gets sick on the plane. But he did fantastic.
Yes.
And what?
No, and we also took our dog on the plane. Also, we took Dominic and Reyes and my sister-in-law also on the plane.
We were like the Griswolds.
Yes. I used to say 9 years ago, I was a single guy. I had a backpack. I said, what movies am I going to watch on the plane as I,
ooh, you a
as
nomad?
I travel in luxury? And yes. Nobody, maybe I'll drink on the plane. Nobody's bothering me. And now I have a wife and a kid and a dog and a sister-in-law. And we're filling the car with lots of bags and...
And on the way back, we had too many bags. We had to leave one at the where we parked the car.
It was a weak moment for me. It was a weak moment.
Yeah, Rob kind of lost it.
Yeah. All right.
But Dominic did great.
Yes. Dominic was very good.
He got his wings.
Very, very good. All right. So let's go to question number 10. Okay. You hanging in there, Nicole?
I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Question number 10 from Brad Craig wants to know, will there ever be a Scorned 2? Would you ever do a movie cast of the original? Maybe with Fair Play. Why doesn't it play at midnight on Friday nights at B-list movie theaters? I love this movie. Why can't I get Kill Reality on DVD? Stop making me beg. Nicole, will there ever be a Scorned 2? Pass me that taboo buzzer, will you?
Probably not.
No, yes. I would not think so. Now, okay, so we are approaching some big anniversaries, though.
Yes.
In 2005, or in 2015, it will be the 10-year anniversary of The Scorned. And so that means we are due for a The Scorned and or Kill Reality 10-year reunion.
How come
podcast?
Every 10 years it gets there's a 10-year anniversary of something that gets a podcast? We had our 10-year anniversary. We didn't get anything.
Because it's always 10 years from something. That's how time works.
I know that, but I didn't know there was a podcast you had to do for it.
I don't know. Brad's asking for it, and he's asking for Kill Reality. Now, between you and I, Brad, I do have the 8 episodes of Kill Reality. Now, some people don't even know what I'm talking about. The Kill Reality and The Scorn. In 2005, I worked for a company called Creative Light Entertainment. I moved out to California, and I started working for them. We had a website called The Fishbowl, and we sold a show to E!, which was going to be called Kill Reality, and it was like a Project Greenlight. It was the making of a horror movie that was with all reality stars. And so what we did was we cast, and Jenna Lewis is in it, and Ethan Zahn is in it, and Johnny Fairplay, and then Bob Batchelor, Bob Guinea, and Trishelle, and Tanya from The Real World, and Riken from The Amazing Race are all in this movie. And this was the making of the movie, and it was a show on E! And the show did okay ratings. The movie was a bust. Very few people other than Brad saw the movie. And so, we'll talk about the reasons why the movie didn't work on the 2015 retrospective of The Scorned. But, Nicole, I do have those videos. And they are, I do have them uploaded privately to my YouTube channel. Now, what if there was a Stitcher Award for Rob as a podcast? Could the Kill Reality tapes be made available to the voting public?
That's their reward?
That's the reward.
That's pretty weak.
That's weak? You think Kill Reality should stay buried?
I think it should stay buried. Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again. Yes. I'm willing to, if we win the Stitcher Award, to release the Kill Reality tapes.
I think for the sake of this relationship, those tapes.
You hate
hidden.
Kill Reality.
I don't. I'm not a fan of it.
Not a fan.
I'm not a fan.
You remember what happened the last time you said you weren't a fan of the incentive.
Well,
for
you know what? If
vote.
These if you guys really want to see a divorce, then these tapes will be released.
All right, so I'm putting that out there. Let me know what you guys think.
Nicole's face tattoo.
Nicole is going to get a face tattoo if we win. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You've heard it here first. Nicole is getting a face tattoo. What are you getting tattooed on your face?
Hello, super douche.
All right. Question number
just
11.
Call me Brandon Hands.
Is it going to say Little Hands? Is that your face tattoo? All right. So let's go to a question number 11. This is from Ariel. Ariel, take it away. Question number 11.
Hi, Rob. This is Ariel from Maryland. My question is, now that we've seen a blood versus water season from start to finish, what strategy lessons have we learned that will help anyone who is going to play in blood versus water 2, assuming that the same formula of splitting up the pairs right from the start is in place? It seems like having a pair in the game can be a liability, since all of the final three created a strong bond because their loved ones were out early, or at least Tyson and Jervis did. What are some of the other strategy lessons learned that are specific to a blood versus water season? Can you see a path for blood to get to the end together? Thanks. Love the podcast and happy holidays.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, what a nice
Ariel.
What a nice lady.
Or Ariel.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so Nicole, has the will the future players of Another Star Blood versus Water play the season differently? Or will they attempt to try the same things that people try? I think they'll approach it a little differently.
Yeah.
And I think that you will see the people who the people who have the loved ones still in the game, I think you will see them more naturally pair up, like almost like in the first Survivor, where there was one side had an alliance and the other side didn't have an alliance and they got picked off, and then on Survivor Australia both sides made an alliance. Mm-hmm. I think what you're going to see happen is, I think the people that get their loved ones picked off, they're going to band together like Jervis and Monica and Tyson did on this season. But then I think the people that do have their loved ones, I think they will get tighter also. And I think what you'll end up having will be at the merge, all the people with their loved ones will be together and all the people without their loved ones will be together.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I think that'll be the change. And I don't think anybody's going to say, oh, let's vote somebody off, because then the other person will come into the game for them.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think we'll be seeing that. Yeah. Nicole, it is a little later in the evening that we're doing this podcast, and I think I skipped one of the questions. I believe I skipped question number 9.
You are falling apart. How are people going to vote for you to win a podcast if you can't even get this straight? Well,
I may win the best produced podcast of the year this weekend. That is possible. And if you're a regular listener of Robin's podcast, you know there is no possible way this is the best produced podcast. This is the worst produced podcast.
Stop that.
Okay, but so we skipped question number 9, which was from...
You didn't even have to say that, because no one would have known. You could have just gone
back
to it.
Well, I think that I also... If somebody's listening, and Jonathan's question was number 8, and then we went to Brad's question, which was number 10, then I think there might be people that are saying, hey, what happened to 9?
But... I think you could figure out how to fix numbers.
Okay. Well, I don't lie to the audience of Rob as a podcast, Nicole. Mm. Maybe you do.
I don't.
Maybe that's a reflection of
what
kind of person
you are. I get it right the first time.
Maddie Farrell wants to know, if you could choose the cast for season 29, all returnees, who would you choose? Who deserves to come back? Also, when is Miss and Mr. Survivor? So we talked about this a little bit on the... in the beginning, we were talking about that. Who will win this next Survivor, a Brain, a Beauty, or a Brawn? Real quick, do you want to just pick some people to put? There are no returning players, but do you want to pick some ideal Brains and Beauty and Brawn?
Sure.
Okay, give me a couple of Brains. Don't say Cochran.
Sophie.
Okay, how about Stephen Fishback? Can we bring this? Would be a
who,
great.
No, he can't go back.
Why not?
Because he's got to do Survivor Know-It-Alls.
I know, but I'm saying if you were going to bring Stephen Fishback back, this would be the ideal spot to bring him back.
Yes.
Let him come back, be one of the Brains.
Yes.
Be the captain of the Brains tribe.
There are no captains. Captains get voted out first.
No. What about Beauty? Who would be the Survivor Beauties you'd have to bring back? Heidi? Who else? Angie?
Angie. Oh, Angie. Right? You guys can't see what Rob just did, but he grabbed his boobs.
I think I gestured.
Yes.
There was no grabbing.
But he wanted to.
Angie?
Yes.
And any brawn? Who would be the brawn is easy. Like, you're going to bring James back for the brawn?
Oh, my friend James, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway so you knocked it out of the park with your cast list for BBB.
All right, don't be a douche.
Anyway, so the second part of the question is also, when is Miss and Mr. Survivor? Okay, so I have been trying to work on the schedule here for when the when we're going to do Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor. And the problem is, I don't know when Survivor is going to start yet.
Isn't it usually the week of the Super Bowl?
No. It's usually the middle of February. So the Super Bowl is like the first week in February.
Yeah, I know when that is.
Yeah. So it's usually like the week of Valentine's Day.
Hmm.
So we just don't know that it's February 12th and there's February 19th are the two Wednesdays in the middle of the month. There's also the Winter Olympics going on. And so we don't know exactly what CBS is doing and when they're going to, have the premiere of Survivor 28 and The Amazing Race. So ideally, I like to have the finals of Miss Survivor and Mr. Survivor the Monday before Survivor starts. Mm-hmm. So just follow me on Twitter at Rob Cesternino, and I will let you guys know when we're going to do the voting for Miss Survivor. Miss Survivor is going to be first. So if you want to see one of your favorites campaign, make sure they're in the loop. Make sure they know. It could be as early as Wednesday of next week.
Okay.
Okay?
So it's 1 week for each.
We'll do 1 week for each. So I'll keep you posted. All right. Question number 12. Question from Blue Bear, who wants to know, what are your plans for RHAP's expansion? I know you cover a lot of shows, but are there plans to cover more scripted and reality shows? I know it's impossible for you to cover everything, but are there plans to hand over the reins to your talented and trusted RHAP correspondents to cover more shows by themselves? This is actually a very interesting question,
Blue
Bear.
Funny you should ask.
I will say that this is something I think about a lot and something that I will have more to talk about very soon. But I just am not ready to. I don't want it just to be a tease, but I'm not ready to talk about what I have to talk about with this.
To be continued.
To be continued. But I'm going to have some news on this soon. And I will say that RHAP, Rob is a Podcast, will be more focused on the reality side of things.
Yes. But Rob has a podcast is going to blow your mind.
Blow your mind. And again, if we're having more time to be in Rob is a Podcast, we have more time to cover other things. So exciting things coming in 2014. And we'll leave it at that. Okay. So let's go to question number 13. How you doing, Nicole? You hanging in there?
I'm good. I'm good.
You need a bathroom break?
I'm good.
You good? You need more coffee?
No more coffee.
All right.
You need more cocaine?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Number 13, Lisa Dawn wants to know, knowing now that Mateo threw the final challenge in the Amazon, and therefore you would have had to win to make it to the final two, what final immunity challenge in Survivor history would you have had the best chance of winning over Jenna? Well, you know, the funny thing is, with that day, where it was the final three, I knew that it was going to be the questions about your buddies. And all day long, like, I'm like, I got this. I got this, and I am going to win the final challenge. Because yes, they're going to give us a pad, and they're going to say to us, okay, what are the names of Dina's kids? And I'm like, I've got this. And so I was already, I know Matthew didn't know it. I knew Jenna only knew about the people that she liked. Like, she didn't know, like, you know, questions about, like, Butch and Roger and stuff like that. So I'm like, I'm good. I'm going to win this. I'm going to win the final challenge. And because they told us all day long, okay, your final challenge is going to take place at Tribal Council. And it's the only time they ever did that. It's the only time they ever had a final challenge at Tribal Council that was something like endurance. Like they probably said, oh, we really screwed up on this.
Yeah.
We really tricked Rob. That was not a good idea.
And they're kicking themselves in
the ass. Yeah, they're kicking themselves now. But that being said, I thought that's the challenge that I would have won. Who knows the most about their buddies? Mm-hmm. Like, I already won an immunity that season on, you know, what did the other people think about the other people? And
you knew your people.
And at that point, it was Survivor 6. I had seen 4 seasons of Survivor. Every season of Survivor I had ever seen, at the final 3 or final 4, there was the challenge of write down the answers to the questions about the other people you played with. And so I had never seen that, but now I did not know that in Survivor Thailand they did not do that because I was playing Survivor and I was not watching the end of Survivor Thailand until I got home from Survivor. But that's what I thought it was, and so that's what I would have won if that.
Did
was
you
that.
Want to cry when you got there and found out that it wasn't?
I was very disappointed when I not only did I get there and it was not what I thought it was, but it was okay. Stand on this freaking 1-inch. You know,
I'm
wide
surprised
brake
you didn't
pedal.
Say anything. Like,
yeah, well, I didn't want to, like, you know, have a tantrum there. Like,
that's not the Rob I know.
Yes, yes. All right. So this is a bonus question, Nicole.
Bonus.
A bonus question from Nathan Bayless. About the same night, wants to know: did you intend to keep your deal, which you made with Jenna at the final immunity challenge in the Amazon? So basically, in my panic, I yelled out to Jenna, hey, jump off. I'll take you to the end, which was ballsy on my part.
I thought it was cool.
It was ballsy, but I had it, you know, again, hindsight being 20/20, I did not say it the right way. I should have said, hey, Jenna, if I jump off, will you take me? Rather than you jump off, I'll take
you.
Again, it wouldn't have mattered. She wasn't going to take it either way, but I would have taken her. I don't think you can make a deal in front of I don't think you could scumbag somebody like that in front of the entire jury at the night before the final tribal council and then win.
Right.
So I would have said, I didn't care. I was like, all right, see you later, Matthew.
Right, you were in panic mode.
Panic mode, but whatever. Yeah. Okay. Question number 14. Okay. Ooh, this is a good one. This is from Megan. So let me let Megan take this and then we'll come back. Here's Megan's question for Nicole.
For me.
Hey, Rob and Nicole, this is Megan Z from Buffalo. In a lot of the earlier podcasts, you mentioned Nicole was getting her tattoo removed by Dr. Will. Is there a good story behind what this tattoo was? And how would you feel if somebody got an RHAP tattoo? Love the podcast and keep up the great work, guys.
Oh, Megan, we don't talk about this.
Now, again, this is perfect time. We've been talking about tattoos so much in this episode. Talking about Nicole's face tattoo. Now, again, you used to say I was getting my tattoo removed by Dr. Will. You went to the offices of Dr. Will's Dr. Tadoff.
Yes, he doesn't actually do
you
the tattoo.
Did you ever even see him there?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I did.
But he did not administer any sort of treatment to you.
No, the nurses do that.
Yeah.
But it's his practice.
It's his practice.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and did you have any interaction with him that he knew that you were, any relation to me?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
What happened?
He's like, who?
Oh. That didn't happen.
No, but he did know that I was your wife.
Okay.
And I was supposed to get a free treatment, which I never did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyway, so you were supposed to get a free treatment because you were my wife?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But with the taboo buzzer, because I never did.
That was nice of them to say.
Yes.
At least.
Yes.
Okay.
But I already bought a package, so it wouldn't have worked.
Okay. Anyway, so do you want to talk about what your tattoo was?
No.
No. Was it a tattoo of my face?
No. But my mom made me do it.
Okay. Your mom made you get the tattoo.
My mom.
Not your mom made you get the tattoo removed. Your mom.
No, my
made
mom
you,
got mad I got the tattoo removed.
Your mom made you get the tattoo.
She made me get the tattoo.
Did it say mom?
It did not say mom.
Okay. Will you ever tell me what it was?
New.
No, I know what it was. I'm just kidding. Okay. Do you have anything else you want to say about tattoos?
Think before you ink.
Is Dominic allowed to get a tattoo?
Only if it says mom.
Only if it says mom. Will you make him get a tattoo that says mom?
On Mother's Day.
Is that Palmieri tradition?
Yes, it is.
Okay, there you go. All right, so on Ron Chan, question number 15, he wants to know, What is your biggest regret in life? Oh my God, Ron Chan.
Oh, getting dark.
This is getting heavy. Let me drink some water. Talk for a second, Nicole. What's your biggest regret?
Oh, I have way too many.
Oh, there's a classic RHAP moment.
I did that on purpose.
Oh, you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Nicole, yes. What is my biggest regret? What is my biggest regret?
I don't think you have a lot of regrets.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of
except for the final tribal council not saying.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, regrets. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
Mm-hmm.
But really, not that many. I thought about this for a little bit before we did the podcast. Just real quick, I used to have a lot of regrets about my game on Survivor All-Stars. I used to really be upset about it, like for about like a year or two after it happened. And I was like, oh, I should have done this. I should have done this. I should have done this.
There's nothing you could have done.
Yeah. I've come to have closure with that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that there's...
Was it after the Boston Rob podcast that you got closure?
I mean, that helped it. Mm-hmm. You know, so that certainly, you know, that definitely was the end of any sort of, like, animosity that I had about that. But even at that point, I was pretty much...
You were pretty over it.
I was pretty much over it. You know, time heals all wounds. Getting to do the podcast has been so much fun. So, you know, whatever. It doesn't really bum me out. You know, I'll say that one of the other regrets that I have, and again, it's not a major one, but when I did Survivor, and I don't think I've ever talked about this on the podcast. So I came in third place.
Yes.
And then I also appeared at the Survivor finale. And so from playing Survivor the first time, I made $95,000 at 24 years old.
Right.
And I basically got, you know, I went to the Survivor finale and I got two checks. I got one check for $85,000 and another check for $10,000.
You lost the check.
I didn't lose the check. but I wasn't really, I wasn't smart with that money. Like I didn't waste it all. I didn't blow it all. And again, after taxes, it's like, you know, it's not like a real, real life changing amount of money, but it is a lot of money. And I feel like I could have been smarter with how I spent that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you did make some smart choices with the money.
I made some smart choices, you know, some of it, you know, what was left of it, a little bit went into our wedding. I bought your engagement ring,
which was the smart choice.
That was the smart choice. But I just feel like, you know, that was a lot of money that I could have, you know, had somebody, you know, been, you know, more like, had there been like an older figure that was like, hey, actually what you know, somebody that I could be talking to about my money. I still don't have that person. I still haven't found that person. But I wish there was.
You've kind of become that person for yourself.
I've had to learn yeah. for myself as yes. opposed to somebody could have given me more guidance.
But also, you had fun?
I mean, I wasn't like
You had a good time with the money.
I did. Don't make it sound like I was like a
party. I'm not saying that you partied hard, but you were able to live a life that made you happy.
I was able to. One of the things I moved to Los Angeles and I had like a little bit of a nest egg that I was able to make the move to come out here.
Created this life. So
yeah.
it all works out.
Okay. All right. So now I'm feeling better.
Yeah.
I also regret that I didn't drive the car I had from New York to California.
Well, I told you so.
All right. Allegedly. All right. Here we go. Question number 16.
I regret getting a tattoo.
You regret getting which one?
That one.
Okay. So question number 16. This is from Phil Philo. And let me just Philos Walker. He wants to know, what was it like to be on the receiving end of one of these screw you were going to win this if everything stays the same rants from Jenna and Heidi like Hayden gave to Tyson this season? Okay. And then he also wants to know, what's one way that you think Survivor has improved since Survivor Amazon/All-Stars and the obligatory, did Christy understand how to vote at the final tribal council? Okay. All right. So let me talk about the first thing and then the other two real quick. What is it like? You know, that was a very uncomfortable situation that I dealt with, that much like Tyson did, where Jenna and Heidi were like, well, you know, F you, Rob, we're sick and tired of your BS and we're drawing a line on it and whatever. Basically like what Nicole says to me every day. Mm-hmm. And so it was uncomfortable because they did it in front of Butch and Christy.
But they did it more
Matt.
Tantrum-like, though.
They had a tantrum, sure. And so I was just like, you know, and on that day that they did that, I had gone to Jenna. I came up with this crazy idea in my head where I was going to go to the final two with Jenna because that was my, I was going to vote out Matt. I was going to vote out Christy. I was going to vote out everybody and like go, this whole backwards plan to get to the final two with Jenna. Cause I basically told her, cause I think I can beat you at the end and yeah. Nobody likes you. And so, and again, I hindsight 2020. And so she was like, well, you just told me your whole plan and you're going to vote everybody else out. And I was like, oh, like, guys, she's lying. She's making this stuff. I don't know where she's getting this stuff from.
No, didn't you say to her, like, maybe I was lying to you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I was trying to, I was lying to you. And I wasn't. I was telling her the truth. And so it was definitely awkward. And, you know, what are you going to do? Like, luckily, you know, Butch, Matt, and Christy were not like super savvy Survivor players. I mean, had that been like Boston Rob in my alliance, you know, it would have been I would have been really pretty screwed there.
I think it looked worse on her than it did on you. Because she was having the tantrum.
Well, she won the game.
Not because of that tantrum.
Not because of that. But again, no, I was able to manage that situation, yeah. But that was bad. And then what's changed? I think I like the hidden immunity idol. I think that's good. I think the game moves a lot faster now.
It does.
I know a lot of people complain, oh, we don't get to really know everybody. And, you know, that's a thing. That's real. But
that's the evolution of the game. It's a whole strategy.
The game's faster. I like it. I like the fast-paced game. And then what the obligatory, did Christy understand how to vote at the final trial council? She says she did. Jenna says she did. So far be it from me.
I say she didn't.
You say she didn't?
No.
Okay. They both say they did. Mm-hmm. Christy says she did. Jenna says she did. I mean, for me to insist that she didn't at this point in time, I mean, if they both say they did.
Okay. But we can still laugh about it.
We can say it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, and it does not make any sense at all.
Yep.
It makes no logical sense.
But let's go with we'll believe it.
Well, let's go with what the two people who were there say happened.
Yes.
So I'm not gonna argue it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Blue Jays 96 wants to know: do you ever get tired of watching Survivor and doing the podcast? Like some weeks, do you find it hard to stick with the routine? If I had to talk about something for so long, I feel like I would get sick of talking about 42 minutes of television for a total of around 3.5 hours each week. Don't get me wrong. I love listening, but I don't know how easy it would be to do all the talking. And also, another one of our listeners, Ken, wants to know, have you ever gone through a period where you thought you were over it? The show, podcasting, etc. So basically,
he would get sick of it.
You would think so. Okay, now, talking about Survivor as a whole, there was a point where I did get I got burnt out with Survivor. And
yes.
I've been honest about this. Basically from the dark times, mm-hmm. the middle ages of Survivor.
Yes. Yes.
Basically from Survivor Fiji through Survivor Token Chains.
Okay, but we went back and watched.
I was not a regular Survivor watcher.
Mm-hmm. But you went back.
I was over it. I didn't have anything to do with it. I had been doing the fishbowl. We stopped broadcasting about it. And honestly, for 13 seasons in a row, from being a fan, from being on the show, from being like not on the show to being sort of like, you know, doing the fishbowl, it was sort of like there was nothing.
It was
left.
Overload.
There was just nothing left for me to do. We weren't doing the fishbowl anymore. Nothing left for me to do with the show. I wasn't doing my own thing. I didn't have the creative freedom that I have to do with this podcast. And so, you know, I was happy to not talk about Survivor for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we started doing the podcast, like I, you know, came back to it. That happens with people.
Flame.
Sometimes you stop doing something and then you come back to it and you remember how much you love it. And that's what happened to me with Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, No, I don't get burnt out talking about it. I will say I did feel like I personally had a slump at one point during the year. I felt like there was one point where doing the podcast was a chore for me.
When was this?
And I didn't talk about it on the show, and I didn't try to let on that it was a chore for me. But after the, like, right before the baby was born and then after the baby was born, I would say probably from like once we got through Big Brother and the premiere of like of Survivor, there was like a like maybe like 3 or 4 weeks where, you know, I didn't want to be doing the podcast.
Why was that?
Well, you know, we had family here. You know, I wanted to spend time with the baby. I was, I was tired.
Well, I think that's certainly understandable.
But I felt like there was a point during this season where I was going through the motions a little bit.
Okay.
And I felt like I wasn't going crazy, like trying to book guests. And
well, you had a life changing event going on.
Yeah, yeah, it's understandable. But I'm just saying, creatively, there was one point in this past season where I felt like I didn't have my A game.
Yeah.
And then I felt like in the second half of the season, I felt like then we had some of the best stuff that we'd ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt like in I was uneven on this season, and I feel bad about that.
Okay, well, we forgive you.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
Yes.
Okay. So question number 18. Can you believe we're up to question number 18 already,
18,
Nicole?
Oh, my God.
From Michael Rogers. He wants to know, I think they should do a whole season of retired pro athletes. Think about it. Gary Sheffield, Tanya Harding, Dennis Rodman, Jose Canseco, Christy Yamaguchi. Production makes how many millions? They should drop $5 million to get an exciting cast before the show starts. Then they could spend more building tribal council with orange lighting that looks like a set than casting. And then let's have a podcast about the ultimate cast, theoretically with no limits. Maybe producers will listen and a light bulb will go off. $1,500 a week is nice, but let's get some action. It's gotten to be like dry toast.
Oh.
First off, toast is very delicious.
I love toast.
Don't sleep on toast.
Well, you got to put butter or something on.
Yeah.
You don't want it dry.
Okay. Yeah, you don't want dry toast. Okay. Nicole, do we want the season of all professional athletes?
I think that might be something for when Probst is gone.
Yeah. No, I like what they're doing. Let's bring in one or two professional athletes. Let's bring in a TV star. I like it. Bring them, mix them. Give us a Lisa Welchel. Give us a Jeff Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on the season with the regular folk.
I like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
With the commoners.
With
the civilians.
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say commoners. You beat me too.
Yeah. Civilians is the correct word.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you rather want to see out of this? Gary Sheffield, Tanya Harding, Dennis Rodman, Jose Canseco, Christy Yamaguchi.
Either Tanya Harding or Jose Canseco.
Yeah. Canseco is good on Celebrity Apprentice.
Yes.
Yeah. Rodman is just, you can't understand what he's talking about.
We've already seen him on a reality show, and it was disappointing.
Survivor North Korea.
You can't understand a word Rodman is saying.
Mm, yeah.
That's right. Jeff would not like that.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 19. Steven Drabeck wants to know, if you could have dinner with any five people ever, who would they be? Bonus, if the situation called for it, which fast food restaurant would you take them to?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
Okay. Steven Drabeck wants to know, if you could have dinner with any five people ever, who would they be?
Ever.
Yes. Bonus, if the situation called for it, which fast food restaurant would you take them to? Now, there was a couple different ways that I thought about doing this.
Okay.
And I'm not going to say, like, my dad or anything like that. I'm trying to keep it to celebrities.
Okay.
So, by the way... All right, so here's what I came up with. Here's my quick list.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna go with Jerry Seinfeld.
That's a good one.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Bill Clinton.
Ooh, Big Willie.
How about I'm gonna go with David Wright?
David Wright now or David Wright 10 years ago?
10 years ago. Why 10 years
or
ago?
Or 5 years ago.
Why David Wright 5 years ago?
Because he was much cuter five years ago.
I'm not going to David Wright.
I'm asking.
Right, nobody asked you, or I'll ask. I can ask you next. All right, fine. And just for that, now David Wright is now Keith Hernandez.
Oh.
And now when we talked to Jerry Seinfeld about when he was on Seinfeld.
Okay.
How about Mr. Rogers?
Oh.
And
Rob does like Mr. Rogers.
And Howard Stern.
Yes.
That would be a fun night.
Yeah.
And the fast food restaurant would be Wendy's. There you go. And I'd like to squeeze Bob Barker in there if we could.
I thought you were just going to say that you wanted to squeeze him.
No, you don't squeeze Bob Barker. Well, who's your five people?
I don't know about five, but I mean, one I would definitely want. He's no longer with us.
The Dalai Lama?
Yes. Number two would be James Gandolfini.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And would you go get onion rings?
Yes.
What's the name of that place?
Oh, I forget.
Yeah. Even though you watch it every day?
Twice a day.
All right. David Grimm wants to know, why does the Survivor production crew have a fetish with making the castaways walk in a single file? I noticed in the last several seasons that they always walk in a line when leaving tribal council and when it would be much more natural to walk on the beach aside each other. Not only that, but whenever the survivors walk into the challenge area, the line is always in the order from shortest to tallest, and the girls and the Hanses are always in the front. That's true. They do make them all line up.
They tell you where to stand?
They say, you know, line up and like, they would do, like, when we would go to the tribal council, they would, like, make us do it, like, three times. Like, all right, everybody, you know, walk. Like, okay, get your stuff. Like, And so, yeah, it's like school. Like when we,
it sounds annoying.
It was like, you know, when I was like in like first grade,
elementary school.
Like,
yeah,
in the hallway, they make you walk the same way.
You would line up by the door.
It's the same thing. I don't understand. But I guess the shortest to tallest thing makes sense because they could see everybody's faces when
but
they walk
unnatural.
In. It's unnatural.
Yeah.
It's unnatural. I don't think it's a big deal, but I guess for a camera shot or whatever, there's a method to the madness.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a reason why they do it. All right. All right. Can you believe it, Nicole? All right. Last five.
Last five. Final five.
It's like a friggin' five.
But so not really.
But not really. Okay. Question number 21. This comes to us about the process to which we take questions on the show. And let's go to an unknown caller who does not leave her name. Okay. Here we go.
Hey, Rob, longtime listener, first time caller here. I'm wondering about different ways to submit questions and comments for Rob as a podcast. Because of my job, my Twitter account needs to be strictly professional. And when I posted questions on the RHAP Facebook fan page before, my friends would screen cap them and tease me mercilessly. So I'm wondering, is there a way to interact with your podcast more anonymously to avoid all the shame? Thanks, Rob. Great podcast. Bye.
All right, Nicole, how can you comment on Rob Has a Podcast if you have to keep your Twitter professional for work and if you go on Facebook, your friends make fun of you for asking questions to me?
That does suck when you go onto like these Facebook pages, make a comment, and everybody sees what you write.
Why? What Facebook pages are you writing on?
I don't write on any for that particular reason.
For that reason?
Yes.
Okay. So Nicole, what can they, well, number one,
have a fake page.
Yeah. If you say make a fake Facebook,
make a fake page, make your fun page.
Fun page. What? You have a fun page?
I'm not telling you.
Rob has
anonymous.
Rob has a website.com/Reddit. That's the Rob has a podcast subreddit. And, I take questions there.
On the website.
Yeah. You can do it on the website. But I mean, I'm open to suggestions here. If people have a better idea, you could also, you could email them to me, rob@robhasawebsite.com. That's fine. I just don't always get the questions from my email and put them into the questions from Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a little prickly. it's tough.
I would just do it on the website.
Do it on the website. But if they have a question that they want to be on the show,
get a fake Twitter.
No, but I
get
would
get a fake Twitter.
Fake Twitter.
Yes.
But I would say that you just left us an anonymous voicemail. Just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just exactly the same way you just asked this question.
Yeah, but if you get a fake Twitter, then you could also be a little unprofessional in your tweets.
Oh,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, nobody has a fake Twitter. Everybody's who
Everyone's
they say
legit.
They are on Twitter.
Yeah. So All you right. should be the first to start this.
Question number 22.
Mm-hmm.
from Bob Walk. He wants to know, if you had to develop a new reality show, what would it be?
Good question.
Nicole, do you have a good reality show?
I'm not that creative.
All the reality shows that I come up with are not shows that I would probably watch, but this one I think would be interesting.
What is it?
Okay. This is an idea that I had about 4 years ago. And stop me if you know what this is. Actually, don't stop me. Yeah. We can't stop. We won't stop.
Oh, I wish you would stop.
It's called Meet Me in the Middle.
Yes.
You know what this
yes.
is?
Yes.
Should I talk about this or this is too, it's too sick?
You have to now.
Okay. All right. So Meet Me in the Middle. Okay. It's a 1 hour competition reality show. Okay. They take two women.
Hot in here.
They may be friends or they may not be friends. Either one works. Either one has its own dynamic. Okay.
You're going to get hate mail for this.
People are going to get mad at me. One girl weighs 100 pounds.
Uh huh. Too light. Too skinny.
She's too skinny. The other girl weighs 200 pounds. So one girl weighs 100 pounds. The other girl weighs 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a certain amount of time. I'm not a doctor. I don't know how much time we have. Is it three? We have 3 weeks. Do we have a month? That's you're a
definitely
health
not
person.
3 weeks.
Three months.
Okay.
Okay. It was over the course of 3 months. Okay. If we can have Naked and Afraid, we can have this show. Okay, this is not as dangerous as Naked and Afraid.
Yes.
Okay? The two girls must both weigh the same amount to win the $100,000 prize. Meet me in the middle. The skinny girl, the 100-pound girl, she lives in a room that's all mirrors.
The skinny girl?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The 200-pound girl, she lives in a room, and there's all dessert in her room.
Oh, I want that room.
Okay, meet me in the middle. Mm-hmm. 3 months, $100,000. Can they do it?
$100,000
each.
I think they need more than that.
They need more than that to meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Why?
Because $100,000 is like chump change.
You wouldn't gain 50 pounds for $100,000?
I would. But I'd want more.
I think this show would be fascinating.
It's a great show, but you need a better prize. More money.
More money?
More money.
We're going to give away $1 million for a gain, for lose 50 pounds?
50 pounds? Yeah, I guess 50 pounds, yeah.
Yeah. Meet me in the middle. 3 months.
$100,000.
Yeah. And it would be great. Like, there's like... The one girl is like the girl that's 200 pounds. She's doing it. She's like down to like 160. But the other girl is like, she's like at like 115, and she's like cursing the other girl out.
I need more cupcakes.
Yeah. Meet me in the middle.
Yes.
Okay. I think I would watch at least one episode of that.
I would watch.
I don't know if I'd watch it every week. And the whole thing plays out in 1 hour.
Would you podcast about it?
No. But it,
why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I? Because I don't podcast about a show like that.
Mm-hmm. But it would be your idea. You would have to podcast about
it. I mean, I guess so. But am I the executive producer? Get Mark Burnett on the phone. I'm going to talk to him about Meet Me in the Middle. Okay. Question number 23 from Will Hatch. He wants to know, who would win in a fictional Survivor, the cast of Lost or the cast of Game of Thrones? So now, I would imagine that one tribe is the cast of Lost.
Mm-hmm.
And the other tribe is the cast of Game of Thrones.
Oh, I would love to see that.
You would love to see that. Now, yes. The people from Lost, they know how to live on an island already.
Uh-huh.
So they have an advantage. The people from Game of Thrones, they're used to not having a lot of creature comforts.
Right. And okay? Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. They're used to the cold. Okay? So, Nicole, who wins this season?
I would say Game of Thrones.
I think the cast of Game of Thrones really dominates in the challenges.
I think Jon Snow totally has this.
Do you think Jon?
Oh yeah.
Jon Snow is the winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Daenerys. She's not the winner.
Ooh, Daenerys is pretty fierce.
She's pretty good.
Yes. If we were having a girl, I wanted to name the girl after her.
Yeah, that would be weird. That would be weird.
I think there are a lot of people who would think that is not weird.
Okay. Who would be the first one voted out?
Hurley.
Hurley? No, I think he's jolly. I think he would do what he would do well.
I don't think he would do well without food.
Without food?
Yeah. Because on Lost, they always had a lot of food.
Yeah. Who did I hate on Lost? Who were the people that I didn't like Jin and Sun.
And you didn't like Michael.
Yeah. they didn't have a story. They didn't have a story.
Yeah.
And on the Game of Thrones side, who gets on my nerves on Game of Thrones?
You don't like Greyjoy.
And Sam?
You love Sam.
I hate him. You love to imitate him. Okay. All right. So if anybody wants to play that out in the comments, let us know who would win Lost versus Game of Thrones.
Oh, and all the guys would be shirtless. Awesome.
All right. Keep it in your pants, Nicole.
It's out.
Okay.
It's out.
All right. All right. Let's go from question number 24. It's almost over. This is sad.
Sad song.
It's getting sad. All right. Here's question number 24 from Parasocial Dude. Voicemail.
Parasocial Dude.
Hey, Rob and Nicole, it's Parasocial Dude here. I'm calling because after they made such a big hubbub about Cochran getting his writing gig on The Millers, it made me remember how hilarious your spec script for 30 Rock was. And I was thinking about an alternate timeline where you won the Amazon and you were given that same privilege to write for whatever show you'd want in 2002. What show do you think you'd really kick ass writing for back then? And then kind of the same question for, an alternate reality where you just won Blood v. Water and were given the opportunity to write on any show. What show do you think you'd want to write on? And I'm curious as to what sort of guest spot you would write Nicole in for. So Happy New Year to you both, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. This is actually a good question.
Yeah, I like this question.
Now, I did at one point say I want to be a television sitcom writer.
Right.
And now, again, did I wholeheartedly make an effort to do it? I stopped, you know. I just, for a number of reasons, I found it very difficult to do. And for whatever reason, it did not work out.
Because it's not easy to get into.
No, it's definitely not easy to do it. And Cochran is actually very, very lucky because it is an incredibly tough business to get into. Mm-hmm. And that was around the time that I started doing Rob as a podcast. And what I discovered about myself that I like, why I like doing this more so than writing, is I am so insecure as a creative person that I need the feedback of, like, I post a show and then I just wait for you guys to comment and tell me if it was good. Whereas you write a spec script, nobody might read it for 2 months. And I just kept changing, like, is this funny? I'm changing things a million times over and over and over again. And it's harder for me.
I think that you're just a perfectionist.
I don't know if I'm a perfectionist. I don't think that's the right word. But for whatever reason, this medium, whereas I would have a hard time sitting at the computer and writing for an hour, but yet I could, do 200 podcasts in a year. For whatever reason, this medium, agrees
like
with me.
You like the interactivity.
I do. More so than just, the writing by myself. I think it would be very fun to work on a sitcom, but the business of getting to that point did not agree with me.
Okay.
Fair so that being said, I actually have a good answer for this question. So back in 2002, when I'm sorry, 2003, after the finale of Survivor of the Amazon, they brought all the final six or whatever. It was me, Jenna, Heidi, Butch, Matt, and Christy. They brought us to the CBS upfronts, mm-hmm. and that's sort of where they show off the new shows or whatever. And then there's a big dinner party where, like, all the CBS stars get to go and hang out. So I was hobnobbing with the stars of CBS in May of 2003. And so I was sitting at the table for this dinner, and I was sitting at the table with Mark Burnett. And I was just hanging out with Mark Burnett.
Old buddy Mark.
Yeah. And we're also at this table that we're sitting at is Phil Rosenthal, who is the creator and showrunner of everybody loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a Survivor fan, and he was a super nice guy, Phil Rosenthal. But of course, Everybody Loves Raymond was a very established show at this point in time. I don't know at the time, but if this was Chuck Lorre or not, or one of his other partners, but 2 and a Half Men was the show that CBS was very excited about, which was launching in the fall of 2003. Mm-hmm. So if I was going to get the Cochran treatment, if Chuck Lorre was a Survivor fan, and said, hey, we would love to have Rob from the Amazon be on 2 and a Half Men, that would have been the show that I would have been a person on.
That's a good show.
And just one other, you know, and CBS again was really pumping 2 and a Half Men during the spring and summer of 2003. I went to another CBS function in LA this time. And so they flew me and Jenna and Heidi out to go to, there was like a summer press tour. And so we were at the Lucky Strike bowling alley in Hollywood. And so we were there with like, and they had like a bunch of the CBS stars at that time that were there to be interviewed by press people. And so we were there, and you know, all the CBS people were bowling. And so, Angus, the kid from 2 and a Half Men, is there with his parents. And so, you know, his parents
before
and his
he
agent,
got weird.
Yeah. Well, he was like six or eight or whatever. He was a kid. It was 2003.
Okay.
Like he's like, you know, 20 now. So he was there. And so I was talking, like his agent or whatever was talking to me. And like was like, oh hey, like oh yeah, you were Rob from Survivor or whatever. And like I forget if it was the agent or the parent, but then they said oh yeah, maybe we should represent you. And they said to the kid, like hey, should we, like, what do you think, should we take on Rob from Survivor?
Were you getting all excited?
Yeah. And the kid was like, no. And he like was throwing the bowling ball down the lane.
Oh, he's a little prick bag.
Yeah He shot me down by Angus.
Oh, this is a sad story.
Yeah, it's a sad story.
But your life could have been so different.
That's my regret. I regret that the kid from 2 and a Half Men liked me. I could have had a whole different career.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what show would I want to write on now? I don't know.
The Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs, sure.
I love that show.
And we'll write Nicole in as what? 80s aerobics instructor?
Yes, totally. Sure. I got my leg warmers ready.
All right.
Best show ever.
Here we go. Question number 25. Clark Wilcox wants to know, will you ever host another Survivor or Big Brother Jeopardy again? Those were a blast to watch. Sure. I mean, the thing is with Survivor Jeopardy, I felt like the one that I wanted to see was Cochran versus Colton. I don't think that's ever going to happen. Cochran's busy. I don't know if people are up for another Colton Survivor Jeopardy. Big Brother Jeopardy was a lot of fun in the summer. Obviously, it ended in controversy. I think we'd be more likely to do another Big Brother Jeopardy than another Survivor Jeopardy. I mean, I don't plan on doing a Survivor Jeopardy before the start of the new Survivor season.
Can I be Vanna White again?
Well, no, we did it electronically. It actually worked a lot
Computers
better.
Computers are taking over our jobs.
Yeah, they took your jobs. All right. Oh, wait, what's this, Nicole? A bonus question.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't see this.
There's
two bonus questions in this.
One last bonus question before we wrap things up here tonight.
27 questions.
That's, look, you're getting free questions, okay? Don't complain.
Nothing's free in this world.
Wait till you hear the question before you complain.
Okay.
Okay. Classic Rob has a podcast coming up.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Bill Thompson wants to know, Rob, could you please get Nicole's opinion on this recent Ask Me Anything from Reddit? Thanks. So he sends us a link to this story on Reddit, which is really tearing up the internet. Everybody's talking about this, Nicole. This is the Reddit of, I am the guy with two penises.
What?
Ask me anything. Okay?
Is that real? He really has two penises?
This is the man with two penises.
Is there a picture?
Again, I don't know if I will show you one of the pictures. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now.
I will show
right
you.
Now.
Yes. Okay.
My proof, it says.
Okay, this is the proof. This is the guy has answered hundreds of questions in the last 2 days.
Okay.
This is one of the pictures. Okay.
It looks like he has two fingers holding up a peace sign.
Yes. Okay. So
I love what the post-it says.
Yes. It supposed to say this is the proof of the Reddit.
One penis is unattractive. Two penises is really unattractive.
Well, that's the thing about this whole story is it seems like men are very fascinated by this.
Uh-huh.
I don't sense.
What is he going to do with two penises?
Well, you could find out on. I'll post a link to this if you want to find out. But he does a lot of things with it. As a woman.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is not an exciting story.
No.
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 No. You have all to do with one. The last thing you would want is to see a second.
I think if you ask any woman if they think a penis is attractive, they're going to say no. And two penises?
You know, this Rob...
this is a woman's worst nightmare.
Rob has a podcast.
This is not why a woman has two hands.
is the go-to source for wiener news. That was where we made a living on wiener news.
Are there two sets of balls?
Well, I believe it's one set.
Okay. Well, that's good news. That's good news.
I don't believe it's four balls.
So it's just
two penis, two balls.
Okay. Whew.
All right.
Yeah.
is there anything else about any other comments about this? Questions or comments?
I have lots of comments, but they're very inappropriate.
But overall, you say thumbs down to the man with two penises.
Nuts down.
nuts down.
Yeah.
Most of the comments from the men are, you're so lucky.
This is why a man has two hands.
Yes. Yes. But it was just fully functional. Everything works.
So both of them...
They both work.
Rise to the occasion?
Yes. Yes. Both work.
That's terrible. That's so terrible.
This would be your worst nightmare.
Worst. I am going to have nightmares.
Yes. You would hate this.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Okay. So if you want it, I'll post the link if you want to read more about
you
this.
You must
again,
read this.
NSFW for everybody at the work.
NSFW?
Not safe for work.
Oh.
Not
yes.
safe for
is
work.
Is that what Reddit speak?
That's Reddit speak, yes. both this man and this article. You don't have any other curiosities, any other questions
about this? How did this happen?
He was born like that. He was born this way, like Lady Gaga.
Is that what Lady Gaga means?
Yes. Yes. She has two gas. She's Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's it.
I think I needed time to prepare for this.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yes, right, you can't just throw this on me.
Just snuck this up on you.
Yes.
All right. Speak now or forever hold you.
Hold your two wieners.
Sure. Sure. You used to have so much to say.
I'm really floored by this two wiener thing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So well.
I just hit my head on the microphone.
Oh, there you go. All right. So, probably not going to have a podcast here for a couple days. This was a longer show for you.
Mm-hmm.
do you have a hashtag you want to give people to get to the end of this?
Two wieners.
That's the hashtag?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, if you use your Twitter for work, .. Okay. All right. If you feel like tweeting us that, let us know. Or you could just say, I made it to the end of the podcast. Those are your
No, hashtag two wieners.
those are your two choices there.
Again, hashtag worst nightmare.
Much like the man in this story, you have two choices. they both work.
Does this man doesn't have to leave the house?
Why? Why do you say that?
Because he has his hands full.
His hands full? Well, he has to find people to... I guess he could just go on Reddit. Now he has, but the interesting one of the interesting things, he has a boyfriend and a girlfriend. He is also, in addition to having two things, he is also bisexual.
He would have to be.
Yes. So he has a girlfriend.
Do they both like squirt at the same time?
He says that, yes, yes. There's one. Imagine if you had a pipe and there's a two.
But what if one is being serviced and the other one isn't?
Yes.
Do they both get excited?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Read the story. Read the story. That's your go-to source for wiener news.
Oh boy.
Yes. Some people say it's Photoshop.
Let me see this picture. I'll be the judge.
All right. All right. Do you want to see a different?
I need a different angle.
A different angle. Okay. This is a different angle.
I don't think this is Photoshopped.
You don't think it's Photoshopped? You're buying it.
I'm buying this.
Okay.
Is this the guy from Mulcahy's?
What guy from Mulcahy's?
Everybody knows the guy from Mulcahy's. He used to wear his pants like super, super tight.
Everybody knows this guy, or you know who this guy is.
Everybody.
All right, you're talking to Rob Has a Planet. You're talking to a global audience.
Okay.
And you're saying things like, oh, you know that guy from Mulcahy's?
From Long Island, from, I don't know, like 5 or 10 years ago.
Oh, why is everything the 10-year anniversary?
We need a 10-year anniversary of Cockman.
All right. On that note, we're gonna wrap this up.
That was his name.
Okay. Podcast awards this weekend. I think you could watch it live. I believe on NMX Live. You could watch the Sunday night. You could watch the show live. We've got a lot of stuff coming up here in January. I will let you know, Miss Survivor, Mr. Survivor, RHAP Roast. We're working on a Pearl Islands reunion, Stitcher Awards, whatever you could think of.
10-year Mulcahy's reunion.
Yeah. Do we need a podcast about the guy with two penises?
Yes.
We might have to do an emergency podcast if any more news breaks about the guy with two penises. And I think that's it.
Who's the guy who brought this to our attention?
Bill Thompson.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you, Big Billy.
All right. He's not the guy.
I didn't say he was.
All right. Thank you guys so much. We really, really appreciate you guys, all the support. If you want to check out our Patreon page, again, that's robhasawebsite.com/Patreon. You can look for the banner on robhasawebsite.com. And again, the links to all this stuff is going to be on robhasawebsite.com. So, love reading the comments. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye,
guys.